In the book of Judges, chapter number 15. Book of Judges, chapter number 15. So good to see you this morning. So good to see these little ones. Judges 15. If you're willing and able, let's stand and honor the reading of the Word of God. Found in verse number 14 today. Judges chapter 15, verse 14, right after the great book of Joshua. Judges 15 and 14. If you're there with me this morning, say amen. And when he, talking about Samson, came to Lehi, the Philistines, or the enemy, shouted against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loose from off his hands. And he found a new jawbone of an ass, put forth his hand and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000 men. Came to pass, when he made an end of speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand, called that place Ramoth Lehi. Verse 18, he was sore athirst and called on the Lord and said, Thou hast given this great deliverance in the hand of thy servant, and now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hand of this uncircumcised. But God, gave a hollow place that was in the jaw. There came water thereout, and when he had drunk, his spirit came again and it revived. Wherefore he called the name of the place in Horkor, which is in Lehi unto this day. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing, honoring the reading of the Word of God. Brother Jamie, would you pray for me before I preach today? Amen. I want to preach on Samson and the jawbone of a donkey. Samson and the jawbone of a donkey. Samson was a strong man. He was a bad man. In Judges 15, the Bible said in verse 4, he caught 300 foxes. Took firebrands, turned them tail to tail, turned them loose and burned up the Philistines' corn. They got upset at Samson. Got thinking, Brother Daniel, how in the world would a man catch 300 foxes? I get a glimpse of one every now and then, but Samson was a very particular man that God used in our Bible. The Philistines hated Samson. Samson had a whole lot of issues. He's a lot like you and I. I'm glad God took these Bible characters to see people how they'd mess up, but God would do something. Aren't you glad that God's still in business in this day and this hour? Now, Samson, this mighty weak man, we see, first of all, in verse 15, about this jawbone. Watch, I'll stay in the text and won't be long. there's the discovery of it. He found this new jawbone. It was, notice the Bible says it was a new jawbone. It hadn't been laying there a while. A lot of Bible scholars will tell you that this was a donkey that had previously just died. And so Samson was in a great predicament, and he reached down and he grabbed a hold of what he could use. Notice it was a new jawbone. It was new to him. So we see the discovery of it. It reminds me when I got a hold of salvation. The Bible says we're saved by grace through faith. It become new to me. I love the things that become new to me in my life. I got to thinking as he found this new jawbone, it didn't say it was an old jawbone, but a new jawbone, the discovery of it. I got to thinking, you know, when I first got saved, it was very new to me. In being saved, wonderful. I'd been in religion for 20 years. I got saved in 1981. I was 20 years old. Been in religion all my life, but it was a great day, Brother Mike, when the Lord dealt with my heart and I responded to Him by faith and He saved me by the grace of God. And oh, how new salvation had become to me. Got to thinking about this thing of newness. My faith became new. I'd never had faith, but now I had faith in Christ. And this faith was so wonderful when it was new. I remember my Bible. My Bible had never talked to me, but Brother Mark, when I got saved, my Bible began to talk to me. And I can remember in our old house where we used to live, I'd lay on the couch and I'd read my Bible. It was so thrilling. You know why? Because it was so new to me. And then I got to thinking about church. I never did like church much. I never liked the formality of religion. You know, them real good people that always look down on everybody. That never done nothing to me. But when I got saved, I realized then the newness of the church was wonderful to me, because now I could fellowship with my brother and sisters in Christ, and I found out that God uses broken things, and God takes those that had no hope and gives them hope. And oh, it became new to me in my heart being at church. Oh, I love the fellowship. It was so new to me. Worship was a wonderful experience and still is. I knew nothing about worship. Worship is simply bowing the knee to God and saying, "You're right and I'm wrong." Worship means that He is worthy and we adore Him. And I knew nothing about worship. I've been through the formality, but I loved a while ago when the young ladies was singing, a little worship broke out in my heart, and worship broke out in some of you. And some of you, you've never got into worship, but honey, if you ever get into worship, religion will never work for you again. It's sort of like eating homemade banana pudding and getting a Sara Lee banana pudding out of the frozen door at Piggly Wiggly. It's a lot different. Now, you can go to church, honey, but we need to worship God and let our heart be ready to worship Him. And oh, the newness of worship, how it thrilled my heart. It was a new jawbone. Then I got to thinking about when I met my bride down in Panama City Beach, Florida. We're just kids. Boy, we was down there with Mom and Daddy. Somebody said that there's no good things happen at the beach. Well, I want to tell you today, God run His hand in my life in Panama City, Florida. He let me meet a little old girl. She was redheaded by the pool, and that long hair was a-flowing. Boy, Brother Michael, it got me. I'm telling you, it got me bad. I broke my ice, and I simply said, "What time is it?" Praise God, you got to start somewhere. Somebody say amen. Boy, she responded, and oh, I got to thinking the newness of my relationship. And then we went over into Sandy Flat Baptist Church. I moved in a little single-wide trailer that her mom and daddy let me put up. Honey, you talking about broke. We was past broke. We was so broke we couldn't pay attention. We was so broke it's unbelievable. But I want to say, but God, I'm glad there's a God that'll butt in on your situation and help you in your life this morning. We said our vows at Sandy Flat Baptist Church. My goodness. 1979 was a good year for us. Somebody say amen. Boy, how the newness of my wife became. And man, I would get her flowers and I'd remember her birthday and I'd hold the door for her and I'd hold her chair. And I mean, I'd even take her out to the movie and watch Big Jake. Somebody say amen. My goodness, I thought so much of her. I wouldn't buy a box of gun shells, but I'd take her to Dairy Queen. Somebody say amen. Oh, the newness of my marriage. And I got to think about the newness of our family. Megan, I'll never forget. You was a beautiful child that was born. Megan, she looked like a little Eskimo baby. You couldn't even see her little eyes. She is so fat. Amen. And boy, people would come in off the elevator and say, look at yonder, what a baby. And Megan, Mama put you in a little purple dress. And I put you up on my cubicle at Pepsi. Just had a little cubicle in that day where I'd check up at night. And I'd look at Megan. And then along came Macy, little red-headed Macy. Boy, Mama would dress her up. And I'd take her down to the hardware store. And they'd give her bubble gum and candy. And oh, my kids was new to me. And oh, how I love my kids. It's so new to my life. And I'm talking about it was a new jawbone. Do you remember when things was new to you in your heart and your life? And you responded because things were new. Oh, this morning we see the discovery of this jawbone. It was new. Then notice not only the discovery of it, but the desire of it in verse 15. Watch your Bible. It said he found a new jawbone of an ass and he put forth his hand and took it. The desire of it. Boy, I'll never forget when I took a hold of the things that really matter. I'm so thankful that God had salvation in my path and I found it. I know He found me first, but I'm thankful that I responded to Him and I reached and I picked up some things. And you know, today with Samson and this great story, there's the discovery of it and there's the desire of it. He put forth His hand and took it. You know, God puts things in your path, but it's up to you to have responsibility to take a hold of it. And you know, so many times God puts things in our path that we think is so little. And y'all think about this a minute. I don't want to preach much longer. But you think about the simplicity of this jawbone. He didn't have a sword. He didn't have a gun. But the simplicity of it, God had in His path of what He needed in His life. And so I asked you today, why won't you reach and grab a hold to the grace of God that brings salvation to all men? Won't you reach out and grab hold to a Bible that'll guide your life and is going to stand when this world is a-burning? Won't you reach out and grab a hold of some of the folks that's trying to be good to you? A man that has friends must show himself friendly. Don't leave out of here and say nobody was friendly to me. Was you friendly to anybody? You got to reach out and respond. And so here the desire of it, he wanted it. He needed it. And he reached out and he took a hold of it. You need to get a good grip on it this morning. You see the jawbone of this donkey. Watch now. This thing gets thrilling. The discovery of it. The desire of it, he took it. Then notice, thirdly, the deliverance of it. Look what happens. Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass or a donkey, heaps upon heaps with the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000 men. I want you to underline this in your Bible if you write in it. Heaps upon heaps. The deliverance of it. You see, it brought victory in his life. How many times has God brought victory in your life? How many times has your Bible brought victory in your life? How many times has preaching brought victory in your life? How many times has old-fashioned singing brought victory in your life? How many times has praying brought victory in your life? And you watch this, heaps upon heaps. I'm glad God has forgiven me of my sin, heaps upon heaps. I'm glad He's forgiven me of all of my trouble, heaps upon heaps upon heaps. It's just heaped up when I look back at what God has done for me. Heaps upon heaps. Boy, hadn't God been good to us. Now, Samson, we see the discovery of it and the desire of it, but now we simply see the deliverance of it. And I want to show you this in your Bible. Look in verse 16. He said, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000 men. Now look in verse 18. He was sore athirst, called on the Lord and said, Thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of Thy servant. I want to ask y'all today at Liberty Baptist Church, what has God done for you? He's given a great deliverance. I began to ponder and think about this through yesterday and this morning. Those heaps upon heaps. How many times has God delivered me out of my trouble? Heaps upon heaps. What about our heartaches? Heaps upon heaps. What about our burdens? Heaps upon heaps. You remember when you was praying for that new child that everything would be fine, and now it is fine? You can look back that God has taken care of your prayers heaps by heaps. You ever thought about praying for your loved ones or some of your children and they got saved by the grace of God? I'm glad it's brought great deliverance by heaps and heaps. You know when God should have killed all of us? And you know when we done them things that nobody was a-looking but God was a-looking and He didn't kill us? Shake your little Baptist head up and down this morning. Just the thoughts that we had. My goodness, I had one of them thoughts yesterday. There's a redneck come by me on I-20 running about 95 and his fender was about off and is a-doing this when he swerved by my bumper. I said, my goodness, that thing's supposed to blow off and knock my windshield out. And I tell you, I'll just be honest with you, I want to do some ugly things when them kind of things happen to me. I know y'all have arrived, but I hadn't. And you know why I hadn't arrived, Brother Wallace? Because this stuff is not saved, called flesh. I want to ask y'all today, heaps upon heaps, how much has God delivered things in your life for you? So we see simply the discovery of it. It was very simple. Just a new jawbone. He had never grabbed a hold of it, but he grabbed a hold of it and it started working. I want to ask y'all something. Why won't you grab a hold of being faithful in your church and watch it go to working for you? Be faithful to God. Be faithful to your Bible. Be faithful in doing what God wants you to do. Just little things, simplicity. Just simple things are so big. The discovery of it, the desire of it, the deliverance of it. But now look at verse 16, about done. Look at the danger of it. Boy, this ought to speak to our heart. Look at the danger of it. Preacher, you see danger of it? I sure do. Look in verse 16. Samson got pretty big-headed. Look what he says. Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon a heaps, with the jaw of an ass, watch your Bible now, have capital, I, slain 1,000 men. Boy, I done me something today. I mean, I have arrived, I'm so successful. Well, let me ask y'all something. Who you think made you successful? Who you think give you these families? Who you think gave us a church like we've got this morning? I'm going to do it. Some of y'all, you're going to meet God, judgment day. You're going to wonder why you didn't get into heaven. You're going to say, well, I went to church. Well, I gave my money. Well, I read my Bible, but God's going to say, yeah, but you was never born again by the sweet grace of God where I sent my Son to Calvary cross to die for your sin and the sin of the world, and you never would accept Christ as your Savior. Boy, reminds me of my Bible hero, Simon Peter, Brother Randall. He said, I go a-fishing. Y'all know what? That night he caught nothing. Y'all know what nothing is in Bowden? Nothing. You see, and I've seen it time after time after time. People would grab a hold of what God has put in their path. They start using it right. They keep God first. They pay their tithes. They're faithful to their church. They love their family. And God starts giving them great victories. And they forget about where their bread was buttered. Time after time after time, I have arrived. I have acquired. I have done something. And I want to say something. When you go through great success, the devil surely does want you to promote yourself in your success. You know what we ought to say if it's the Lord's will? You know, I've even been asked sometimes, well, would you come speak at the church and tell us how to build a church? Well, I'll leave that up to Brother Rodney. He's a builder. I don't know how to build a church. All I know to do is try to mind God, open up the Bible, share the Scriptures, keep the altars open, sing old-time singing, love one another, love sinners, be involved in missions, and ask God to bless it. Am I preaching too long? How long have I got? 10 minutes. I feel like I'm losing you. This is a good sermon, too. This is a good sermon, right? This is a dandy sermon. The discovery of it. Think about it. I'm about done. The discovery of it. The desire of it. The deliverance of it. Boy, it brought great victories. Boy, how many times has me being faithful to God brought me great victories? I got thinking, I want to mention this about my tithe right quick. September is terrible with bills. Brother Randall said today, he went to feed mill yesterday, got a hand of turnip greens, a bag of fertilizer is $69. Somebody say amen. Boy, stuff's higher than it's ever been. It's unbelievable. You know, next Sunday missions, our mission's doing great. God has blessed this place unbelievable. When COVID hit this place, I come in here with a couple of people and that camera was standing me that morning. I seen all these pews empty with this budget. The devil said, you're done. This church is done. It's over with. Did you know that through COVID, God has blessed us tenfold?
Amen. Thank you.
And you know why? Because you've been faithful in your giving. And you'll notice this, that living by faith is never convenient. Why'd you say that? Man, I had bills come in this week. It's unbelievable. Bill, 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 bill. Are you kidding me? Another bill. I know none of that bothers y'all, but sometimes enough bills is enough bills. Somebody say amen. But we wrote our tithe check this morning. And we wrote it 30 years ago that Sunday morning. And God has showed me that if I'll put this Bible in my life and live by it, I'll have great victories that nothing else can do. If I'll just be faithful to God and His church and His people and minded Him. You got any idea what it is to be a pastor at a church like this and don't go by a program? Some of y'all think you know how to pastor. I wish you had tried a few weeks. Wish you wear these 12s around Sunday evening when the devil's told you everything but the truth when I pull out in that Yukon. Where's your program? It's in the Bible. The book of Acts. The Holy Ghost moved. The people responded. They had church and they went home. That's all I'm interested in. If God will just meet with us, that's all I want. No biggins, no littlins. You'd be surprised if people try to railroad out of this into this place. get a death grip on it. Lord, I eat honey Cheerios this morning. I think it had Ajax on them. Somebody said. But I'm simply saying that great victories is from the Lord. The discovery of it, the desire of the deliverance, the danger of it. He got prideful. Boy, look at us. Look at us. You're talking about adjusting a little preacher boy's pride looking at that camera in 2020 and all these pews empty and the devil hollering down your shoulder, you're done now. Well, God has a good way to adjust our pride, don't He? Hey, Brother Daniel, you know, I love shooting. You go out and you shoot one day at them targets, man, you're so good. You're ready to quit your job and go on the circuit. Some of y'all play golf and you shoot a 67. You say, man, what am I doing working? I'm going on the PGA. You go out the next Saturday and you're like, are you kidding me? Some of y'all good singing. You know why God will let you mess up singing? Keep your head from swelling. You know why you let a preacher that's absolutely wish he had a handle on the pulpit could pull it and disappear? Because it keeps him humble. God has a way of adjusting our pride, and you be careful. Don't let your britches get too big for you. My mama had a saying in Tennessee, son, when your daddy gets home, you've got too big for your britches, and he's going to put some slack in them when he gets here. Some of y'all don't believe in that. You've got so sensitive, you don't discipline children no more. Somebody save me. Go over there and take time out, and you can't have Nintendo but 1 hour today. Just an hour is all you get. So this morning, the jawbone of this donkey, it was brought danger. And then look, right after this is amazing. Look in verse 17. After the danger of it, look at the discarding of it. He threw it down. Isn't that amazing? Bible said, after he's talking about himself, I slain, look what he does. He made an end of speaking that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand. Why would you let a loose of what's been working for you? Why would you turn a loose of what God has put in your life to help you sow? That's a good question, isn't it? I mean, he just throwed it down. Can I tell you, it's no time to throw nothing down. As Brother Randy was preaching Wednesday night, it's time to pick some things up. This liberal crowd, they're choking out your children. They're wanting to turn your boys into girls and your girls into boys. It better be time we pick up some things. And it's all right in here this morning. The discarding of it. Don't throw away. And this is my main point. And y'all done tired of preaching. I done preached everywhere. And now my main point ain't even got no fire on it. Let me tell you the whole gist of the sermon. You know why he discarded it? You know why he threw it away? Never forget this. The new wore off of it. You know why you don't sing in the choir no more? The new wore off of it. You know why you don't come to church faithful? Because the new wore off of it. A lot of you say, man, you ought to come here. Brother Ken preach. Man, he don't pull no punches. There's two women told Renee that this week at a social gathering. We listen to your husband preach on Facebook. He don't pull no punches, dude. You remember when the preacher used to thrill you preaching, but the news wore off of him? We could have, y'all watch it. We could have the McCameys in here singing on Sunday about 3 weeks, and the fourth week y'all be nodding off. You know why the new wore off of it? The new wore, he threw it down. It was fine as long as it's new, but it got old to him. He got used to it. I want to say I still love church. I still love God. Listen, I went down here Wednesday night, them little old kids. Lordy mercy, little old Lucy and Lola. I don't know the difference of them, but I'll say, Lucy. And one of them looks at me, I say, Lucy. I mean, they're identical twins. You can't. I don't see how their grandparents tell them apart. But Brother Randy, I've seen all them little kids around this table. Miss Amy and these ladies had them little cheese dip dip chips. I wanted a chair, but it's too low. I couldn't get in it. I got to thinking, Lord, I don't want to throw away what works. You know, I wish I had 2 hours to preach to you about marriage and raising children. I'm not perfect, but I know a little bit about it. The reason some of you at home, your marriage is not what it used to be. The new has wore off of it. Hey, y'all, I went into Ingles. No, I went into Publix. Guess what I was doing? I was getting medicine. When you get over 60, you better find you a doctor and a good druggist. Somebody say amen. And I went by. Now, Brother Daniel, listen to this. This is going to help you and Michael and Mark. Y'all listen. Big boy in the back is going to help you too. You listen now. I went by and there was all them flowers. And I looked, I said, I wonder how high them things are. He said, well, 4 for $12. I said, that's a pretty good deal right there. So I got me a bundle. You know what that cost me? I'm pretty good with numbers. $3. Wow. I came home, Miss Renee, with my little medicine bag. Had something Miss Sharon behind my back. I said, how are you this morning, honey? She said, I'm good. I said, close your eyes. Close your eyes. She closed her eyes and I put them little bag of roses in her hand. Boy, her eyes just lit up. You say, preacher, why in the world do you say that? Because let me tell you, my marriage is still new to me. I love my wife. And I love this church. And I love this Bible. And I love the God that saved me. I hope I've got the point across. That's all I want to do. Ain't it bad to leave church? A preacher's preached, you don't even know what he said. How boring that would be. The discarding of it. Look at verse 18, the damage of it. He got in a dry place, didn't he? He said he was sore thirst and called on the Lord. You know, a lot of times when our lives get dry, I wish I had 500 preachers to preach to this morning. When our life gets so dry, it's simply because we've left what has brought us to where we are. Praying, loving one another, loving God, reading our Bible. Then lastly, and I promise, I know I've done said that 9 times, but I'm done. Not only the damage of it, but look at the delight of it in verse 19. He told the Lord something. He said, I'm sore thirst and called on the Lord. He said, I'm going to die with thirst. Verse 19, but God, he clave a hollow place. And he began to drink. The Bible said his spirit was revived. Church, oh, how we need revival. How our homes need revival. I seen last night a shooting in Jacksonville, Florida at Dollar General. 4 lives was taken. Man there, he was a racist. He shot 3 black guys, turned the gun, and killed himself. 4 people shooting. You know why our country's in a mess? It's simply because we've not called on the Lord to help us. And mom and daddies have quit raising children. And if there's ever been a day when we need to give our officers of the law a raise, and our school teachers, it is today. Thank you for your attention. Father, I love you.